Today is Tuesday, August 13th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Prosecco Day, and it's also National Filet Mignon Day. Filet Mignon. And once again, an ad came up on that page. So I didn't do a show yesterday. As some of you may know, some of you listen religiously every day and download it every day, and some of you get way, way behind and then probably delete some. Some of you get behind and then binge and listen to them all at the same time. There are all kinds of different ways to listen to podcasts, but anyway, I'm still alive. So Daniel visited over the weekend. And so Monday, Daniel was still here. I was working also. I kind of planned poorly, I think, for Monday. Because when we had talked about him coming, we kind of planned on doing stuff on Saturday and Sunday, and then him going home on Monday. And I, for whatever reason, I got it in my mind that he was leaving early afternoon. And so I didn't take PTO. I thought, well, I'll just, instead of officially taking PTO, I'll just tell them, oh, I'm going to be off and on in the morning because I have a friend here and I'm taking him to the airport, you know, etc. So I'll be online solidly post lunch. But it ended up that his flight was in the evening. The original time for his flight was around, I don't know, 7 something. I don't remember exactly what the time was, but it was sometime after 7. And so we had planned on getting him to the airport about 6:15, between 6:15 and 6:30. And then apparently I don't know if it was weather delays. I'm not really sure what it was, but there was a delay on the flight getting to XNA to Arkansas from Orlando, because what they do, he flew Allegiant, and Allegiant just literally flies one plane back and forth. Or at least one, you know, so if you have a flight going to Orlando in the evening with Allegiant, there was one that came in from Orlando that's then going to return to Orlando. So he was basically, that one had not taken off and it kept being delayed further and further. I think finally, maybe they took off a little bit after 9 o'clock. So it was an hour and a half delayed, maybe hour and a half. But anyway, Daniel was here. So we can talk a little bit about the weekend. And I'm sure that he and I will go into more detail on the Gay Mix this week. But so I had made plans, and I kind of made rough plans because I was like, I don't know what he wants to do. We've talked about it, but if it's not Disney, it's hard to know what Daniel is going to enjoy doing. And we do not have Disney here. So it's nature and things of that nature. And so I had made kind of a rough list in my head of, okay, here are the options that we have. Well, you know, Mark never likes to make decisions. And so Mark was not being much help making decision on this. And Daniel wants to be very accommodating, I feel. And so I would say, hey, so anyway, Daniel arrived. We'll go back. So on Friday, I worked my normal hours and everything. And then I had mowed on Thursday. So I kind of got that done. I did clean his bathroom, and I cleaned the stovetop because I don't know, I guess he's going to be white gloving it around the house. I don't know what I thought, but I thought, ooh, the stove looks kind of disgusting. I'm going to wash, you know, soap and water and Windex and cleaner and whatever else and make this shine. So I did that. I cleaned his bathroom. I washed a load of towels and dried them while I was working, but I was working from home on Friday. And then he was set to arrive, I guess, around 6:45, 7 o'clock, something like that. So Mark got home. We drove to the airport. We parked in the lot. And the parking garage is really close to the terminal. So there's a little path, but it's right there. You just have to cross the street. So we parked in the parking garage because they're doing construction at our airport. They're totally redoing the front of the airport. They're making it a little bit larger, but they're also just making it more grand looking, more airport like. And so they've been doing a lot of work in the front. So right now, drop off and pick up is a little bit limited. So we parked in the parking garage and just walked over. And there were all these flies. I don't know why, but there were all these flies. We sat down next to a trash can, but there were trash cans in several locations. So it's not like, you know, we picked the seat right next to the trash can. But there were flies, so we ended up moving, but we were sitting right below the escalator. There is one, it's a small airport. I would say our airport is small, but nice. Other than the construction that's going on, the terminal, the various gates are nice, clean. It's small, but there's a good selection of food and there's a couple of little stores, et cetera, where you can buy souvenirs or books or whatever, like most airports. So it's got everything that you need. And I think it's, you know, it's nice, even though it's on the smaller side, but there is construction. So we were sitting, most of the niceness is after you get through security at this point, because again, they've got the front of the airport torn up because they're doing all this construction. But we sat down there. He made it in on time, but I would say his first experience with our airport might not have been very good, because I guess they sat on the runway for 20 or 30 minutes waiting on another plane to get out of the way. And it's because Mark and I were discussing this, the low-cost carriers like Allegiant, and there's one other one that we have here that I cannot remember the name of. Blue something? JetBlue? I don't know. It may not be JetBlue, but we have some other low-cost carrier that also flies out of here. And I think they share one gate, and so there's that, but also, I don't know, they're just, when we first started flying in and out of this airport for those lower cost carriers, and even American and some of the more expensive carriers, you actually had to walk out on the runway, and they had steps up to the planes and stuff. Now, your Delta, your United, and your American, they have normal gates with jet bridges, etc. The lower costs, like Allegiant and JetBlue, whatever. It may not be JetBlue, like I said, but I don't know if you still have to walk out on the runway. Like, I didn't ask Daniel if there was a jet bridge. I'm not sure. But I just know that those, they're more congested there. And he flew Allegiant, I think, to save some money. And so he ended up sitting on the runway for maybe 30 minutes. Finally came out. He didn't have a checked bag, so we didn't have to wait on that. And we drove. We drove. He needed some supplies that were only available in Missouri. We'll just put it that way. And so we drove him to Missouri through some curvy backwoods roads. Because at that point, we were closer to the location we were going in Missouri than we were to going home. And so it just made sense to do that first, because going home takes us further south, but we needed to go further north to Missouri, and the airport's kind of in between. So we decided to go and do his shopping first. So we went, oh my God, you would think the store that he needed to go to, you would think that, I mean, it was a Friday night, so everyone's kind of preparing for the weekend. And I'll just say, he wanted to go to a dispensary. But in Arkansas, it's medical only. And even though Daniel has a medical card, he has a Florida medical card, so it wouldn't be accepted in Arkansas. So Missouri is, as long as you're an adult, it's recreational, is fine. So right across the border, of course, there's some state line. That's not the name of it, but there's a dispensary there. And the parking lot was so full, and all the license plates were from Arkansas, because everyone from Northwest Arkansas apparently was going to the dispensary on Friday to, you know, get their supplies. So Mark and I stayed in the car, and Daniel went in, and he waited in line. We probably were there for 30 or 45 minutes while he was waiting in line to place his order and then wait on, et cetera, you know, everything. Then we drove to a restaurant. We drove another 30, 45 minutes to a restaurant near our house that has barbecue and burgers and things of that nature. And it was good. We had fried pickles as our appetizer, which I like. They were a little salty, but I would almost rather too salty than not salty enough, so I was okay with it. They were very crisp. They had just recently been fried, which was good. And they had ranch dressing to dip them in, which it was good ranch dressing. I enjoyed it. And then I had sliders. Mark and I had sliders, burger, a pulled pork slider, and a burger with like a, I think it was a brisket or something. There was way too much food, though. Way too much food. And it was quiet because we had gotten there around 9:15 and they were closing at 10. So we had a nice dinner and then went home for the evening. I can't remember. We must have watched something on TV, but I can't remember exactly what we did. And that was our first day. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.